Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another show, the Don and Wynn Show. It's not often that Wynn and I get to chat, so here we are again this week, and I look forward to today. Wynn, how are you doing?
How am I doing?
Yes.
I'm hot. It's a hot day. That's the physical body anyway, but otherwise, everything is fine. Moving right along. Kind of in neutral. What's new in the world?
Well, I guess it depends on your perspective, isn't it?
Well,
have you felt any differently lately?
Well,
just differently in general.
George and Ori, there's a feeling of what's the word? Omnisness?
Omniscience?
No, not omniscience. Ominousness.
Oh, you feel a foreboding.
Foreboding, yeah.
A foreboding. And why do you feel this?
Well, I think when you listen to talk radio, what do we have? We have, you turn talk radio on.
Mm-hmm.
I turn it on while I'm driving somewhere, because it's kind of a gauge of where I would say... I hope that...
You think the media is a gauge for how...
people are thinking.
How people are thinking in general. That's your take?
I think to some extent. Of course, not in blogging, because you're, there's still a huge amount of people out there. It's reducing.
There's not that many people, you might think, watch the media.
No?
Believe it or not.
Well...
I mean, you see, just because society's become hardcore TV... really, it's not as bad as you might think. More people are turning off the TV now than ever before. The media is not going to let you know about that, but they're losing their viewership like crazy.
How do you know that?
Well, that's what I've been told, and I've seen some facts come across my computer, and they verify it.
Uh-huh.
So, hey.
Well, that's what Ross said. Ross said, turn off your TV.
And that's what people are doing. The intention now, the global intention is different.
Yeah.
Of course,
Robert Kennedy, he just came out with a thing, right? You know about that one, right?
Yeah.
That was in Rolling Stone, an article.
Right.
What was that article?
Well, I heard about the article, but I didn't read it. I didn't buy the magazine or anything.
Well, basically, he was calling the election of...
the stolen.
Yeah.
Right. No, yeah, that's right. That's correct.
That's a pretty...
Yeah, well, I read the online article on that.
Yeah, that's... I mean...
Well, it's powerful and it's true, in my opinion. Sorry, folks, but I'll state that as a disclaimer, because in my opinion, to me, truth is relative. Your government knows that. That's why they keep playing all these games with you of disinfo.
Well, I think a huge amount of people knew that was true.
Sure, I believe it's true.
It's one thing to have it true, and it's another thing to have it in Rolling Stone, okay?
Well, yeah, I think he's a remarkable individual. I think it's a remarkable thing for him to do, especially considering his past, his genealogy, and what he's trying to accomplish. I love the man for finally standing up to that kind of point and saying, enough's enough, and I'm going to take this particular aspect and I'm going to lay it out before the people. I like the guy. Hey.
And then Al Gore has a movie out.
And Al Gore is now finding his niche. And funny, folks, look at the prosecution with Patrick. And look at what's going on and how the SEC is handing down indictments. And look at what's going on, really. Don't you really see...
Are you talking about Enron now?
Well, Enron, and I'm talking about our legislators that are, several of those people have been going down, and there's more coming down and more investigations. And this is happening because it's meant to. And it's going to continue to happen, I believe. I think the energies are going to continue to move in that direction. Because what I'm starting to realize is that it's not just the human consciousness that wants this. It's the universal consciousness. And since it is a matter of free will, see what I mean? It falls under the jurisdiction of total free will. See, so it's, you got to factor in the larger equation with the smaller equations, and that's what we never do. And it, and I believe it, it gives a clear picture.
Well, I think simultaneously people have to be prepared. You know, the thing about being, what is it, hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
True enough.
Right?
Right on.
So, I mean, even in my book, Ra said things are going to, things are going to fall apart.
They're going to shake up. Well, sparks.
To the point. Now, I'm going to get this.
You know who just talked to me, who I just spoke to, folks, on the phone? Wonderful lady. I love her.
Who?
Nancy Leader.
Oh, yeah.
I spoke to her on the phone. I love that lady. She she's a wonderful lady. And she was speaking to me about what you're telling me now. She says there's an energy that's kind of foreboding.
Yeah.
And it, well, in not that exact way, but... Yeah, and that transformation, we were talking about it, transformation is going to start occurring, and it's a wonderful process, and not to be fearful of it, but there is a transformation in progress, and it's going to, and it's speeding up. And we both agreed, and it was just a wonderful chat. Everybody's sensing it, I think, in many respects, that are tuning in on the, in their own way, and they just... They're just trying to say it in different language. You're going to hear that even in media now. Reporters are starting to change their vibe. People are changing their vibe all over the media. It's different. Don't you kind of sense that?
Well, all I listen to is the talk radio shows. I don't watch TV, so I don't have a good reference point on it. But I do know on the talk radio shows, what I hear them talking about is, I mean, I can't believe
the spiritual movement is massive now.
Every day they're talking about illegal aliens and Mexicans taking
jobs. Oh, no, well, watch the TV. Now, here's, no, you know, normally I wouldn't recommend the TV. But maybe you ought to be turning off the radio and tuning into the TV. Unfortunately, I'm saying that because I don't believe in watching it. But every time I turn it on the Geographic or National Explorer Biography channel or some there's a couple of channels in there that every time I seem to turn it on, it's talking about something spiritual or something paranormal, but it's tending to be very light, very beautiful about it, and it explains a lot in depth about the science behind it, and it's really opening up. I see, it's, look, when this is interesting, really, I think that there's a dynamic shift occurring. People, I don't know if you're resonating. Look, here's what I'd love to ask our audience. If you feel what I'm talking about, and you feel that it's been pretty extreme in your life, this energy, and it hit you recently, send me an email at contact@bloginservice.com and describe it. And what your description is, and what it made you feel, and what you're thinking. Just tell me if you had a dynamic vibration, something tuning in here in the last few days, but I'd like to know. I'd be very interested about that. Because some, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people that are, you know, in tune one respect or another, and they've been feeling similar things.
Let's invite our listeners to call up.
Well, absolutely, good idea. If you, in fact,
assuming we have a listener.
If we, in fact, let's get the 800 number then.
Let's tell us how you're experiencing this in your own hometown.
Yeah.
We've never done that, really.
That's very true.
I mean, for those of you that have been our regular listeners, our normal topic, and we'll probably get into it sooner or later, revolves around the hologram of the universe, and that this life is just one little blip, and that there's communications that are coming through that are explaining the big picture of everything.
Is that Pac-Man in the background?
That's Pac-Man. That's my cell phone ringing.
It's not Pac-Man. All right.
Not Pac-Man. I'm not going to pick it up.
All right.
And so now we're talking about mundane things, like life in the physical. And according to all my information, this is just one blip in...
Well, let's give them the 800 number. Let's give our audience the 800 number. And I wonder if they're hearing me okay, because maybe my voice is a little light, or is it coming in okay maybe through here? Now it is, maybe. Okay, The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. Or you can call us direct at 530-876-3222. And remember, the toll-free number is only good here in the U.S. It's a mix-up. I'll get it fixed, folks. But, hey, I'm doing the best I can, and that's just low on my priority list. Okay. Wim?
Yes.
My co-host is silent.
I'm listening. I want to see if anyone's listening to us.
You know, maybe there's not. Maybe you know, maybe we're deluding ourselves and we don't have one listener.
Maybe
the only listener we have is that guy who was on, you know, that kid who listened to, what's that movie, You Had Me at Hello?
What's the bleep?
No, You Had Me at Hello, Tom Cruise and wonderful little lady from Texas. You know, You Had Me at Hello, something, he played some agent. He was an agent.
I told
for
you
sports
to
people. Yeah.
But I
just
you
can't
to watch
remember the name, huh?
I told you to watch the movie?
No, no, no. When I watched it, it reminds me of that kid sitting on the couch. Tom Cruise is talking to him as an adult. And the little kid's like shaking his head up and down like, I get it, I get it.
Uh-huh.
He's our only listener, that kid. And he's dialed into the internet and he's listening to us right now and he's just shaking his head. He gets it.
See, we have no
listeners. I guess not.
Huh?
Oh, my God. What an illusion we've built.
It's you and me and Ra.
It's just you, me, and Ra.
Well, let's just wait until somebody calls. Okay?
Let's do that.
I mean, maybe your mother will call, at least.
Maybe my mom. Maybe my mother's the only listener. And if she is, folks, I'm sorry, I've done such a poor job in advertising the show. Or, we're so horrible, we need to get off the air. So it's either or we just got a very bad time slot and nobody's listening, or everybody's listening and they're just stunned. They're just stunned right out of their mind. They're all calling at the same time and they're all getting a busy signal. Every one of them. And you know what? It's a miracle. All right, that's probably unlikely, but it is the Don and Wynn show. And
we can't even get your aunt to call.
Oh, no.
Your mother? Your aunt?
My mother, my aunt. And we give, in fact, we're even giving people a toll-free number.
Mm-hmm.
That just is scary. You know, folks?
How are we going to change the world, Don?
Well, we can no longer say one listener at a time, can we? So I guess we'll have to come up with some other motto. What do you think?
Well, at least we can talk on uninhibited because we know no one's listening. Well, they could just be shy.
Yeah, definitely shy.
I think
our audience is all female and they're all shy.
I think you intimidate people, Don.
It's all my fault. It's the shoes I wear.
Yeah.
I wear these shoes. That's it. I just wear these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, for some reason, whenever I wear these shoes, something happens.
Well, if nobody calls, I'm going to start reading Elohim channeling. To hell with them.
Do you remember that last channeling you read?
On the air? Or to you?
Yeah, on the plane.
On the plane?
Or not on the plane, but before we got on the plane, before we left, in the morning.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wow. You know, I read through the whole manuscript. I only got a few pages left. Everything you sent me.
Oh, that's right. I gave you the manuscript.
Yeah.
Fine.
And remember I pointed out some things to you?
What'd you point out?
On page 26.
I got it right here by hand.
Uh-huh.
What'd you say on page 26?
I said that I had a feeling, because of my own interconnecting, what is being made known to me, and what I come to believe and understand is that the Creator is not only us, but He does reside in His own dimension. I know that sounds weird. He is us, and yet He's apart from us. Just like we are everything and apart from it. So really, there is a divine Creator. He is us, but yet He is apart from us.
Hang on a second.
Yes.
Sorry.
And your readings, didn't they confirm that?
Don has a question.
Oh, wow.
Terry's freaking out.
We actually get Terry on?
I don't know. We should just see if we get an answer.
Okay.
I'll ask the question. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to answer it, okay?
Yes.
And the question is, you know, there's something referred to as the one infinite creator, and the one infinite creator is, we're part of it, but it's not part of us. So, does it exist now and have a consciousness that's paying attention to us, separate from us? And does it ever directly intervene in these levels? We're waiting. The answer is, the question has been noted and will be addressed in a formal channeling. So we're not going to get it on the air. So there.
Okay. Well, it's an important one because it's a complex one.
Uh-huh.
And it's simply understood, but we really, it's an illusion, folks. None of us are separate. We're all one. Yet, there is that, in my belief, there is that identity, you become one with all, yet you, that the Creator must be outside of us in some respect, in another dimension, must be, have some aspect of self separate. And now, I know that it may sound a little weird, or maybe held a part of self back. I don't know. Now, I'd love to get the answer on that, because even now it's starting to sound weirder to me than when I originally understood it. So there you go. And the original understanding, if I get back to that, was that we are all a part of the Creator, yet He is outside of us. Hold on. We got a caller, so let's see what happens.
Somebody feel sorry for us. Now, Don should really get his act together, where when somebody calls, he doesn't drop out, and they're right on the line. But we're not at the place where we have a producer yet. Don, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Stay with me.
So for you that are listening to this space, this is not really a space. This is a unguided meditation.
It looks like we might just have my wonderful and beautiful sister. Tatiana?
Hi.
Whoa.
Can you hear your voice?
Can you hear her?
It's good to hear your voice.
Is that your sister, Don?
That's
my
sister.
I can't hear a thing. Am I supposed to hear something?
Yeah, can you hear anything? Can you hear anything?
Hello?
Hello? Hold on.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello? Hello, Don?
I hear you.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me
but
now?
Whatever I am hearing is good to hear.
Okay, bear with me. Can everybody hear
me? So we're going to be seeing you real soon.
Can you hear me now, Tatiana?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
You can hear me now.
Yeah, very, very faintly.
How about now?
You're getting a little better, but still faint.
Okay, hold on. Let me work this out. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, a little bit, but overall it's just very faint.
How's this?
Yeah.
Is that getting better?
A little bit, yeah.
How's this? You got to turn the internet off.
There. Okay.
It's the internet.
I'm getting the feedback from the system here.
Yes, from your internet.
Yeah. So anyway, it's really good to talk to you, and we're going to be seeing you soon.
Well, you know, I hear you're driving up here to see us.
Yeah.
Now, where does your sister live, Don?
Boy, does this sound funky, this system right here. Isn't that interesting?
John, where is this a filler?
I need to get an expert in here. I need to get an expert because, folks, I'm no engineer.
Can you hear me, Dale?
I can hear
yes,
you.
Yes, I can.
Everybody can hear each other. It's
yeah.
The system is making a weird hum.
Now, what is your name?
This is Tatiana, your sister.
Tatiana?
Yeah. This isn't Doug. This is somebody else, huh?
Right.
Sorry about that.
Have you been listening to our show?
On and off, yes.
Are you a regular listener or just...
No, not a regular.
Just today,
right? People have to work, you know.
On Saturday night?
Yep.
So, Tatiana.
Yes.
Are you older than Don and Doug or younger?
I am older than them, yes.
I wiped their poopy little butts. Uh-oh. Okay, no, I didn't hear that.
Now, were you with them when they were growing up?
Of course.
Yeah, she knew the good and the bad. The good and the ugly.
Were they good kids?
Oh, no.
Well, I like your music. I was listening to your CD.
Oh, my CD?
Yeah.
Oh, my songs, you mean?
It was pretty awesome.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Which song did you like best?
Well, that's really hard to say. I mean...
I always say this to people to see if they really were listening.
I see.
Tatiana?
Yes.
Does he sing like Tom? He could, doesn't he?
like who? Tom,
my wife's husband. Pretty close.
Tom, your wife's husband?
Yeah. He's
your wife's husband? No, not quite.
Aren't you your wife's husband? You'll have to explain this to me. Is there something going on that I didn't know about?
Okay.
I know what you mean.
My sister's husband, Tom.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But, you know, my Tom is still number one. There's nobody that can beat that.
Yeah. There you go.
No matter what.
So there you go. Your voice just won't match up.
Your husband is number one. Right?
Anyway, I'm going to let you go.
Well, Tatiana, I guess you're driving up here.
Yeah, I'm driving Mom and Dad, and we've got the trailer and everything hooked up, and I'll be coming with all the gear.
Oh.
It's going to be an interesting trip.
Yeah, it's Dad? A shame I didn't give you the Zoom.
Oh, what's that?
Well, I'll let you in on it when you're here.
Okay.
Alright,
you can let me in on all the stuff when I get there. Then I can let you in on my stuff.
Oh, cool, you know. It's
yeah,
years.
I got stuff.
You got stuff, you know.
I got stuff to you in on.
I would love to hear your stuff, Tatiana.
why don't you share it?
I miss you dearly.
I'm not sharing on the air. Here, I'm going to give you back to Mom.
Hey,
I love you, and
love
I'll see you
too.
Soon, okay?
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, it was the feedback, I think, from the Internet.
Is your mom on now?
No, that was my sister.
You know, Don, I'm going to be giving a talk in Sacramento a week from tomorrow.
By the way, just for the listeners, before you go into this,
yeah,
my sister Tatiana is, wow. I mean, hey, I talk a lot of beautiful things about my mother. My sister is the spitting soul. And it's beautiful. So she is my mother in beautiful ways. They got beautiful souls. I love my sister dearly.
Uh-huh.
And I am so looking forward to this because I haven't seen her in years. And just to be able to hug her and kiss her and feel her energy, to me, will just rejuvenate me. I just really miss her. Anyways, that's my sister. For those who were curious.
Okay. So, what was I going to say? Let me see. Oh, I'm going to be in Sacramento next Sunday.
Oh, excellent. So you'll finally be able to visit.
And you should come to visit Sacramento. And I told Doug that you should do an exchange to set a table up. It's called the Holistic Living Expo.
Yeah.
And bring your family with you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it doesn't. No.
No?
Thank you. That's a great idea. Just can't do it. No.
All right. How long is your mom going to be up there?
Just a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Be too much.
Mm-hmm.
So back to the topic. It just, you know, it's, I don't know, it feels wonderful. The energies feel wonderful. I think we're going to see a lot of interesting times ahead. I mean, for people who want to live in interesting times, this is it. Right?
Now, what do you think of the bird flu thing?
I think it's a scare. It's all fear. I think, yes, indeed, they've been trying to adopt it, but I don't think it's gotten anywhere, and I don't think they'll ever get anywhere with it.
Now, why is that?
I think that's what the global consciousness wants, and that's what's happening. Look, you guys want to take this to the macro level? Do it. You can do it during a meditation. You can connect. You can actually, you know, the global consciousness really is its own weight in your mind. You'll feel it. Tune into it. It's carrying a purpose and a drive and an intent, and it certainly isn't for HN5. It's almost a joke that they'd even try to bring that fear to your lives. I think it's with most of this dinosauric, fearful messages that you're hearing on the internet today. I think they're barbaric. I think if you tune into them, hey, have a great ride. Create it, man. Go for it. Because it's just going to take you where you want to go. Isn't that beautiful? So, knowing that, hey, it gives you a choice. Because really, you're in a time of choice. You can create a beautiful outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Even for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The energies will work with you. So, it's up to you. And that's how I feel. You know, the beauty of the situation has grown beyond the individual. It's really become a component now of oneness. And Wynn's a beautiful example of that. Everything you talk about, everything about you, all of that is saying, hey, look, there's a dynamic here. Connect into it. It's our energies, combined energies. It's that coming together. You love that. And that's really what these new energies are all about. And they're full force now. I believe that. I think that's why I keep insisting that things are going to be interesting, but they're not going to be as explosive, I think, as people might want to believe. I think they're going to be just, consider it a silent movement. It's an inward movement. It's a movement that where is so within, as without, so within.
Mm-hmm.
And it's transformative, and it's much more powerful than any other means of transformation.
Now, as Don says that, I don't know if that's true.
Well,
okay?
You're correct. I should have backtracked there. That was an assumption, but I believe that transformation is extremely powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely powerful.
I hope it's true.
Well, granted, so do I.
But
extremely powerful, and we're in it. Look, go out and be a co-creator, folks. And if you tune your energies into those of harmony, unity, and love, and you approach it with a sense of no fear and complete love, hey, I'm telling you, the energies start working with you. You'll hear it from one walk of life to the next. You'll hear the little guy who's talking about how he's made a wonderful transformation in his life, and you know why? Because he's figured out the tools of success are thinking you're successful. And you know the weirdest part? Look, we've been hearing that chatter for decades. But really, folks, it's true. Yeah. Because now the energies are working with you, just faster.
Now, I don't always agree with you. Okay?
Well, that's how I feel.
I mean, I see that I watch people around me. I watch people being fairly numb most of the time to things that even when it's presented right in front of their face, they go unconscious and blank out. That's what I see. Now, how about you? Aside from your hosts, who are a fairly aware crew, I mean, and the people you deal with day to day.
You know, see, that's a beautiful question, Wynn. And I know the answer to it, and I can answer it very quickly.
It is easy when you're dealing with, a lot of consciousness.
Well, no, I see it even in what I read, what I watch, what I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we're going to change the dynamic, folks. Bring it inward. In other words, focus on what you want in your life. Focus on who you are. Co-create and bring it outward. Let's create a new hologram. You know, really is what it is. And it's one of unity. And we can build it in our own lives and transform that which is without so far, which is lacking. And we can do that on the outside by doing the inside work.
Hey, how did your sister get to listen to my music?
My guess is my mother or her probably bought your CDs.
Did you send her a CD?
No, I don't recall doing that.
Huh. I wonder if I sent her a CD. I don't think I sent your mother a CD. So, do you notice we have a lot of spaces? We go into this place where...
We dig the spaces.
No one's jumping in to fill the space.
We dig the spaces.
You know, spaces are like chaos. Like right now, everything exists. All time, all space, everything. Now, it sounds like, whoa, that's too much to consider. But on the other hand, how do you create but going back into chaos and coming out of chaos and regrouping from the chaos?
Yeah.
How do you do that? I mean, do you know what we're supposed to say next, Don? I don't.
Well, of course we don't yet.
Okay.
You know, that takes, you know, that takes a whole new dynamic.
I was supposed to say that I didn't know what we were supposed to say next, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that started a whole new track.
Sure.
And what are you supposed to say next? You don't know. Do you know? No. That means we're in chaos.
Yes, but we're going to create something out of that chaos, aren't we?
So we went into chaos. And I don't know if chaos is the right word, but a lack of entropy, a lack of direction.
Yeah, we went into free radicals.
Free radical,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And everyone's listening is saying, what are these guys going to do next?
Yeah, what's the energy that's
really good? Did you ever go to a concert where somebody was playing music and singing? I don't know if you've ever done this.
Sure.
But suddenly their guitar string broke,
yeah.
And they had to change their guitar string in front of everybody watching.
Yeah.
And that became the most exciting moment of the concert. Did you ever see that? Did you ever see that happen? I did.
No, but it certainly sounds dynamic.
I mean, I used to go to a little coffee house.
Uh-oh, we got another caller. Here goes the free radicals. Oh, no, good. Okay, sorry. That was the wrong phone. You know, folks, don't ever buy 4 or 5 phones that have the same ring.
Is anybody listening that's in chaos with us right now? Have they lost their entropy and just want to come in on space? Don't feel like you have to say anything. Just say, I'm here. What is the number, Don? 800?
877?
877.
877-576-5227. Yeah.
877-876-5227.
That would be the toll-free number here for the States, folks.
All right. Well, we're in chaos. rambling along. This is the Don and Wynn show. And chaos.
And chaos.
No engine thrusting forward.
That's right. We're just here.
We're looking for a sense of direction.
Correct. We're trying to pull something out of the...
Of nothing.
Of nothing.
And that's the challenge of life.
That is living in the moment.
Pulling something out of nothing.
Yes.
And ultimately, that's where we are, isn't it? Nothing.
We're at zero, zippola, zilch.
Yeah.
We don't have the energy to feed a mouse.
In spirituality, they call it the void, right?
You know, I don't know what they call it.
See, if you go into the void, if we go into the void together,
yeah,
like what's going on, we come out of it, and then suddenly we have a new creation.
Correct, see?
So
what we are is a real black hole, and we're trying to suck in something of interest.
Right.
What is it?
So we're in the chaos, sailing along. We got all these listeners sailing along with us. And what are we going to come up with? We could invite all our interdimensional friends into the chaos. Okay? It's chaos soup.
Chaotic soup.
This big vortex of chaos.
Yes.
I think that's where people go when they channel.
I think they definitely go...
They go into nothingness, then they find words.
Then they find it.
Yeah. You see, there is no us and you. We're all just together.
That's right.
Moving forward in chaos.
That's what we're doing, you know. And you can bring that chaos upon someone else.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you do it in a way that doesn't disturb them too much.
That's right. Be creative.
Yeah. You know, because then out of chaos, you start creating intention.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
But now we have chaos. What's our intention? What's your intention?
My intention at this moment...
Right now, it's got to be
to wait for a good intention.
We have 10 minutes left on our show, so we got a few minutes to create an intention. What intention could we have that we could fulfill in the next 10 minutes?
How about one of healing, since we know my mother and dad are both listening?
Okay.
How about that?
All right, so let's...
Let's
ask everybody that's listening that wants to partake to send an intention of healing to Don's mother and Don's dad. And you notice when we say that, how the energy moves, Don?
Yes.
Like we're working with it, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're actually doing it. We're sending an energy. And whoever's listening, if there's anybody out there, they're joining in on it.
We hope, I truly hope you are joining in on it, folks. My mother and father could use healing energy.
And let's ask all the interdimensional guys to jump in if they want
if
to.
If we even get three people, we make a dharmic packet.
Yeah.
We make a nation of thought and desire, and we can help create it. Believe it, folks, it's true.
I hear a phone ringing, man.
Yeah. I was right in the energies.
Does that mean somebody's calling?
I guess so.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
You guys that are still listening, we're just floating along. Maybe we'll have...
Oh, God. I like it.
Maybe somebody will talk. This is a different show than normal.
We got the zany mystic. Oops. Hold on. We'll chill this out. We'll get Zany?
Hello?
Do you hear him, Wynn?
Hello?
Barely.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Are you joining in on our chaos and...
Yes, I was really enjoying it. And I didn't want to log off my computer and miss out on such wonderful words of wisdom.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd share something with you guys. This is completely...
By the way, folks, this is Zany Mystic of a fireside chat with Zany. and he has his own program with us. Wonderful to have you with us on this program, Zany. Thank you.
It's great to be here. You know, I got a message, an email message from a good friend that I do healing work with, and she mentioned, this is a very interesting lady. Are you interested in hearing about her experience with ETs?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Zany, let me ask you something.
Yes.
Does it fit with the concept of our show? Or can you do it in 3 minutes?
Oh.
It doesn't have to be the first. We can, since we're in chaos, we can flow the show into whatever we want. But
make it happen, Zany.
But Donna, we got to have time to call in the light at the end. Okay?
Well, that's true.
Can we run over a few minutes now?
Yes, we can.
Is your boss? Okay, Zany, then go ahead.
I won't read the whole letter, but I'm continually getting letters from people that I know about their experiences in person with entities that are, you know, biologically outside of the range of our ordinary senses. In other words, aliens and ETs.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there are a lot of people who have been having these experiences for a long time. So, you know, I just think it's really important for people to accept this kind of information and be open to it, because it's much more pervasive than I think we realize.
Now, Zany, I got to ask you a question. Okay?
I agree with you, Zany, 1,000%.
And the more we talk about it, the more people say, oh, I thought I was the only one.
Zany, have you listened to our show before, or is this the first time?
Okay, now I'm having trouble hearing.
Have you listened to our show before?
Oh, yeah, I listen to it all the time. I love it.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes, you're great.
Oh, great, thanks. I don't think anyone ever listens to us, so it's nice to have...
Hey, Zany's great. I'm telling you, that's why he's with us, folks.
That's right.
He brings a whole wonderful new energy and dynamic to BBS Radio.
That's right.
It really is wonderful.
I'm finally glad to know that not only does your family listen, but your other hosts. Listen.
Why would I pretend that I was your sister?
Now that's the energy I love, the intense. One of humor. One of humor, yes, I love it.
And one day Dr. Bell will call, and then we'll really know who he's got it made.
Then we got it made. But Dr. Bell's probably listening, folks. Knowing that he shouldn't call, because he's probably thinking, no, Don's spazzing out. He's too weird on the air. I'm not jumping into that dynamic this time.
Yeah.
I know him. I know what he thinks.
They call it, balls?
Yeah, well, no, and sometimes he'll jump in just because he wants to add a little spice.
Yeah, I love it.
He's
Mine's
great.
Good.
You know, we're all family at BBS Radio. I mean, total family. It's one big relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's a relationship of love, high energy, hopefully the highest vibration. We all believe we're being of the highest service to ourselves and to others.
Mm-hmm.
And we love what we do.
Absolutely.
Hey, how do you get a lineup like this?
You spend your whole life suffering, and then you finally realize that you don't need to anymore.
That's right.
There you go.
Give it up.
Or else. You can go on BBS radio and suffer publicly.
Exactly.
Yes.
Zany, what's your show about?
Well, it's about just everything that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like everything is really spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't really, you know, words don't describe what the reality. They can only talk around it.
Yes,
so,
right.
You know, from conspiracy theories, which exist on one level of our dimension, to people like the last guest I had was Swami Beyondananda,
mm-hmm.
and before that I had Jean-Claude Coven, who wrote Going Deeper.
Oh, we've had Jean-Claude Coven 2 times.
Oh, he is a fabulous man.
Mm-hmm.
Jeepers creepers, I can't wait till those archives are up, because I want to hear my own show.
I was taking notes.
While listening to him speak, the man, it's like synchronicity has followed him every step.
Mm-hmm.
And his book, Going Deeper, I'm telling you, it is just, It's destined to be an earth-changing experience. It really is a wonderful book. And he's already moved on to something else. He said 2 months ago he was involved with a book, and now he's off onto something else, and it's like he's
growing. He's growing. He's growing with the energies.
Yeah,
he's been
higher than the energy of the book, and couldn't see how on earth.
No, he's on his own beautiful journey, and it's one of expansion.
Absolutely,
he's brilliant.
We are all on that.
He's riding a whole new energy, and he's
absolutely
wonderful at it.
And you know, I think people think that.
He's a leader. And by that, he just gently speaks such loving things to everybody. And he does it in such a way, with such intensity and such information, that it's transformative.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then everybody gets to realize that, you know, that's me. That can be me. We are all on the cutting edge of our own lives. This has never happened before. This moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are all the leaders. And all we have to do is step up to the plate and hit the ball.
That's right.
You know, get out of the bleachers, get off your butt, and go up there and take a swing. So what if you fall on your ass? You know, who cares? Maybe that'll be just the perfect laugh that people will need at that moment. Because everything is perfect and everything is synchronous at every moment, and we just have to remember that we can do no wrong.
Yes.
So there's nothing to be afraid of. Just jump in and do what you love to do. You know, Bashar talks about that a lot, about just following your bliss.
Yeah, that's right. We got 2 minutes left.
I'm getting up on my soapbox.
That's okay.
I said my piece.
Oh, thank you for calling.
I just had to say hi to you guys.
You
want to
join? No, join us. Join us in the energies.
Maybe you felt sorry for us.
Well, I could feel you. I could feel you. And it wasn't a bad feeling, but it was like I just wanted to be with you.
Yeah, because we're crazy. We don't care.
You are.
The energy to us is anything it'll be at the moment.
Now let me just tell you, Zany just did what most of you didn't do. He stepped up to the plate.
He did.
Okay? He got out of my mind. Out of the bleachers, out of the observation, and said, I'm going to say something. Now, you know, people don't do that. But, Don, if you notice, when people call, sometimes there's so the idea of being paid attention to, the idea that somebody's listening to you, takes over their consciousness.
Yes, yes.
And that's okay if you need that experience, but that's a lesser experience than saying, I feel this and I have something to contribute.
Yeah.
You know what? You don't even have to be brilliant, or you don't even have to have something far out. Even if somebody says, you know what, I feel passionate about that.
Yeah.
Just to say that out loud, they suddenly have put their...
Don't you love those musical tones that happen in this system? It's almost Pleiadian.
They put their frequency. They put their frequency
into the mix. It's almost Pleiadian.
And it's all about being yourself.
Right. Well, it's about... You know, what I've learned, and I can tell you've learned this too, Zany, is that if you just trust that the right words are going to come out of your mouth...
Absolutely.
It just comes.
Absolutely.
And people don't... Now, the thing is, people are self-conscious. They're worried, what are people going to think of me? And, I mean, so that they want to be perfect, and then that's what screws everything up.
Exactly.
And so...
Exactly.
I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. And we're just dumb enough to be imperfect in front of people, okay? and in a sense, those of you that are sharing that can share that imperfection with us and realize that just because we're in front of you, just because we're talking, doesn't mean we're different than you.
Let's focus on the healing energies.
Is we've come out of the bleachers, and we've gone onto the field slightly.
Yeah.
And next time you get a chance to go in the field, take the opportunity.
Yeah.
See what it feels like. And come from your spontaneity and say something and don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Because you'll find that very act of courage of doing that makes you grow. And maybe the first time it'll seem dumb And but we're not going to judge you. So,
and it's a synergy.
I mean, we're not going to judge you. We've had lots of idiots on this show, and we don't look at them. We don't judge them. Right, Don?
That's right. We are over.
All right.
Okay, let's call in the light. Zany, you, oh,
yes.
Have you heard of call in the light at the end?
No, what is it?
Well, this is like the best part of the show.
Oh.
I mean, we have people that tune into the show in the last 5 minutes just to hear this, okay? And it's kind of like a group prayer.
Oh.
That involves you, me, Don, since you're there, you know, if you, you know, you can...
Oh, wonderful.
Check in on it, and then everyone is listening, okay?
Okay.
So, Father, Mother, God, I ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on the air, each person listening, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We can see this light, we can visualize it radiating from the center of our galaxy and surrounding us, coming all the way through our body, starting at the top of our head, leaving at the bottom of our feet. And we energize.
Whoops.
That was on the word energize there.
Yes, we had to put a little energy into that.
We energized the space we're in.
It was chaos to begin with. Now
it was chaos, and now we have light. And we see our energies all swirling together. If we let go, and we can actually feel a tingling inside of us. That's what oneness feels like. It's not a big clown. It's like a letting go and feeling the energy of other people and letting their energy move through you, and letting your energy move through them. It doesn't happen by trying. It happens by letting go, and it happens by intending. And right now, those of you that want to intend that, can feel that energy flow. And this is a powerful force because we can send this energy to things that need healing. We can send it to people that need healing. We can ask for the support of the interdimensional forces that are paying attention to us, that are service to others. Think of the people in your life that need healing, that need some advancement. Think of the areas of yourself where you've been wounded and hurt. Send that light to those parts of yourself. Send that light to those people in Washington that they might feel it, make an occasional decision out of compassion and care instead of hierarchy and superiority. Send it to the solar system. Send it to the planet. Send it to the ground that you walk on. Send it to the grid. Take a moment and see that swirling energy moving and know that you're making a difference. And every time you do this, you're making a difference. And you've listened to another episode of the Don and Wynn Show. I thank Don for being my co-host. I thank Zany for coming in at the end. Zany, you want to add anything to our calling in of the light?
I think you said it all very beautifully.
Thank you. And what is your show, Zany?
Fridays at 6.
Fridays at 6.
So be sure and listen, you guys out there.
Right. And on that note, who's coming up next, Don?
I have Sal Rochelle.
Pardon me?
Do you know Sal Rochelle?
Dr. Fred Bell is up next.
Yes.
Dr. Bell.
Dr. Bell, and we've already tuned into 5 of his minutes, so we got to go.
Okay.
Folks?
Dr. Bell, thank you for your 5 minutes. It was a pleasure meeting you. And Don?
Yes. Good night, folks.
Good night.
We love you.
Okay,
Wayne,
bye.
Let's talk later.
All right.
And, folks, if you're still tuning in, now you know why it's really community radio. Because we just, we love you here. And... we hope you keep tuning in. So, I will bring Dr. Bell on here with us next. He'll be live
Don't forget to try to call in, and remember the number, 877-876-5227, because Dr. Bell will be ready to take your questions. And he just got through with his wonderful seminar here in Laguna Beach. It's a shame, whoever missed it. And we'll be bringing him on live in the next few moments, so stay tuned. We'll have his music here running for the next few moments until he's back. We hope you enjoy it. You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.